Last Monday, I got word, because I've been working closely with many of the residents in Clancy Park for quite a while now. So I got word last Monday that they knew, the word on the ground was, a caravan was going to be pulled up onto the green in Clancy Park. I spoke to the officials, I wrote emails to two directors and their seniors. That would be the director for fiscal development and the director for the Innes Municipal District. I put it in writing, please do something now. After the meeting last Monday, I went up to two senior members for the Innes Municipal District and asked them to take immediate action. I meant 7 a.m. in the morning on Tuesday morning. Get in there, get preventative measures in place, such as those concrete blocks. While they're unsightly, they're better than looking at a caravan, which now is in situ because they did not act, unfortunately. They could not act. In fact, they had a fair basis for not taking that kind of immediate action. They felt that they could not get council staff in there Tuesday morning without the backup from the Gardaí. And we don't have a procedure in place for that. So my call out today, by way of an emergency motion, which was supported by the councillors at large throughout the county, because this is not just an issue that pertains here in Ennis. We have it now down in many parts of the county, and other councillors would speak to what's happening in their own localities. So in essence, the caravan did move on Tuesday last. And now the processes have all been commenced to adopt the legal processes involved to have them moved off the council lands up there in Clancy Park. That all takes time.
Just to confirm, Claire, that the encampment is still in place in Clancy Park.
Yeah, yeah. So they went up there they moved the caravan onto the green in Clancy Park last Tuesday afternoon. If the council had a safe mechanism in place for councillors to call on the council, who will then have an immediate process that will unfold with the assistance of the Gardaí to prevent illegal encampments, we wouldn't then be involved in the long drawn out legal processes that are now required to move them out of there. So I think there was certainly support from the councillors for that, and I will repeat this request because I think it's a fair one. If last Monday afternoon, at the end of the last council meeting, when I went up to two officials, they're fully aware of the need for immediate action, but they weren't able to take it because they felt they needed Garda backup. Why should that be a prevention for the immediacy of action? So what I'm asking for is a joined up thinking, a dedicated line to be given to councillors, where if a local councillor has sound evidence that an illegal encampment is about to occur, that the call is placed, the council, in conjunction with the Gardaí, do something, such as blocks or whatever it is, to stop that illegal encampment from taking place. And if we had such a procedure in place, I can guarantee you the word will go out. If we can be somewhat more rapid response and preemptive, you'd like to think that these kind of illegal encampments would become less frequent.
Claire, we heard from various members of the executive today, Sean Lenehan as the senior executive in the NSMD, Padraig McCormack as the social housing directorate, that they say that Clare County Council won't be bullied here into putting the occupants of this encampment onto a housing list, and that, for example, that they are engaging with cross directorates, HSE and Tusla. They have issued road enforcement measures, housing enforcement notices for various violations there. Mm-hmm. But I mean, we heard in the council chamber that the residents are in serious fear here, and not just in Ennis, but across the county. But even when we did hear from Ennis councillors that the Ennis residents are in serious fear. Can you tell us more about the size and scale of this, and what kind of fears have you heard from residents?
Well, I said it in my opening words, and I'd gladly read some of them to you. You're talking about intimidation of the elderly, threats, arson threats of houses up there. You're talking sleepless nights, thanks to the screaming and the loud noises that are coming from both people and music. And you're talking about uncontrolled dogs that are causing fear up there. It's not good.
And
you wouldn't want to.
Do we know how many people are involved?
There's one family involved, it would seem, and that is a case where the family, in that case, own their own home. So the council don't have, let's say, they're not the landlord. It's not a social house. So it is a grave concern. But you know what, Dara? I did not want to ignore these serious concerns. Many times you can say, oh, I don't think I can do anything here. And I wasn't doing this, and I would never do it, as an optics exercise. I had a specific call out today that the council set up a dedicated phone line for councillors only, that where the word coming from the people on the ground, really sound evidence, such as I had last Monday, that we can take action to prevent the illegal encampment. If we had prevented that illegal encampment last Tuesday, we wouldn't now be caught up in all the legal processes that will take a lot of time to have them moved on. But I have to commend, and you did it, Dara, by speaking to the response from people like Sean Linehan, Padraig McCormack, Leonard Cleary. They are excellent executives that are doing everything they can within the powers that they have. But what really is coming through in this debate is the laws are inadequate. The laws are an ass here.
Padraig McCormack did mention that Clare County Council, if, say, for example, in a court, is to say, yes, these people are violating the law, they have to be moved on, that Clare County Council will then be asked, where are you going to put them?
Exactly. And what Padraig McCormack also said is there is no way that these people who go on and illegally encamp will be pushed up a social housing list. And fair play, because that happened down in Six Mile Bridge with the illegal encampment there in the railway station for years. Those people did not get pushed up that priority list. It is a problem, but it's not just a local problem or a county problem. It's a national problem. We need to call it out. Our laws are too lax. We are giving certain priority status to people who break the law. And that needs to be called out. And if national politicians are not willing to take it on, the question must be asked, why? Are we going to have it such a farce that we will allow these illegal encampments and illegal activity to prevail? And I certainly, as a locally elected person, will continue to do my bit to try and stop that.